Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Darian Cockrell, Missouri Teacher of the Year, teaches phys ed at Crestwood Elementary in the Lindbergh School District, former gang member. Here's his story.
Now, education makes us better citizens by teaching us how to conduct ourselves through life, by following the rules and regulations, along with giving us a sense of conscience. It can be used for the enhancement of society since it elevates the social and economic conditions in marginalized sections of our country. Education helps us build opinions. It develops our perspective of life while also giving us the knowledge of the world around us and the confidence to make it into something better. So what are some of those benefits of education? Poverty reduction, connecting with others, better communication skills, a greater sense of discipline, and one of my favorites, more productivity. Educators, we are in the profession of transferring knowledge. How do we go about transmitting information efficiently across all schools? I want to make sure that all students and all teachers have access to any and every tool necessary for them to achieve. So in order for our students and our teachers to have that benefit of productivity, they also need equal access to resources and opportunity. By providing access to systemic services and supports for our schools and their families, my hope is that this will allow us to not only meet the needs of our students and their families, but us teachers as well. For if it were not for those resources and opportunities that I was fortunate enough to access along my journey through education, I would not be standing up here in front of you all today. Sadly, like many of my childhood friends and family members growing up, I would be incarcerated or even worse, dead. For those of you who don't know me personally, you would never know that I've had the unique opportunity to live life on both ends of the spectrum. I was born to a drug-addicted mother who had two of her six kids by the age of 16. My father was murdered before I was 4 years old, and I began my journey in and out of the foster care system not long after my sixth birthday. During these tumultuous times, I truly felt like I was born just to fail. Where am I sleeping? What am I eating? Where's my mama? Walking to the bus stop in the morning. Look at those drug addicts. Pia-pa-pa! Did you hear those gunshots? Wow. Another dead body. 6-Deuce-87 Kitchen Crip Gangster. Yep. Your 2021 Missouri Teacher of the Year used to be in a gang. I started from the bottom, and now I'm here. But back then, that was normal to me. That was ordinary life. And sadly, this is the reality for many of those kids living in that same neighborhood where I grew up. Education was not a priority for me in my youth. My reality was a great amount of pain and hardship. Now, fast forward 9 years, and I was fortunate enough to be adopted out of the boys' home by my football coach and his wife, Dennis and Sherry Kaiser, into a situation I could have never dreamed of. My new family, who also happened to be white, provided me with opportunities that helped shape me into the man that I am today. And no, I am not Michael Orr from The Blind Side, although I did have dreams of the NFL. But seriously, Through all of the craziness I've experienced in my life, there are multiple events and people that had huge impacts on me. My message for teachers is understanding the power that we have to make positive or negative impacts in the lives of others. When they tell their story, which side do you want to be on? Here's a little bit of my story. My early years in education were horrible in every way possible. I hated school, the students, and many of the teachers too. The school's culture was simply getting through the day. There were fights daily and teachers yelling at us all the time. It was hard for me to build trust or make any kind of connections. The school and those educators left a really bad taste in my mouth. Fortunately, the DSEG program provided me with the opportunity to transfer out of my living environment to a school that best fitted my needs. This was a pivotal point for me in my life. Although still challenging because of my many learning disabilities, my new teachers truly cared. They pushed me and my family. They supported us immensely. Those experiences and connections changed my perspective on both people and school. It truly helped me understand that when I changed the way that I looked at things, the things that I looked at changed. I don't think you guys heard me. I said, when I changed the way that I looked at things, the things that I looked at changed. This was the positive impact that I needed to push me forward on my educational journey. Middle school came with many challenges and setbacks. Although school was a great place, the environment where I lived had a huge influence over me. I truly wanted to value education and be a good kid that lived a normal life. Sadly, gangs and other things became more important than doing homework and trying to improve my grades. Due to my failing grades and a home life that no preteen should ever have to endure, I spent more time in a counselor's office than I did in my classroom. My relationship with my middle school counselor began through the basketball team that she coached me on. But my home life brought us together and closer in a different way. I trusted Ms. Hunneke, and she knew everything there was to know about me, the good and the bad. I went to her for everything. If I was hungry, if I was tired, hurt mentally or physically, sad, happy, you name it. Ms. Hunneke knew my struggles, and she knew that in order for me to be successful, something major had to change. Now imagine being in seventh grade and coming to school and being faced by your counselor, your principal, and your state-appointed social worker, who also, by the way, is holding a huge duffel bag full of your clothes. I was extremely confused. I had no idea what was going on. But then she said four words that would change my life forever. You're not going home. Darian, you're not going home. By the end of the day, I was living in a boys' home three blocks away from my school. I would spend the next year of my life there. Since that day, where I grew up was never home again. I found out later during my college years that two of my teachers, my principal, and my counselor all went to court for me on my behalf. Had it not been for what those educators did for me in that courtroom, the trajectory of my life would have gone in an entirely different direction. This was the greatest, most impactful and positive effect a teacher has ever had on my life. As educators, I truly believe that we have an unwritten rule on how we should go about teaching. Everything that we do should be in an effort to make connections, build trust, and make sure that every student that we touch finds the success that lies within them. Students are extremely diverse. They have different backgrounds and different home lives. All of these things have a huge effect on how students respond to life events. All it takes is one person, just one, to make that experience great. Why not let it be you who makes that positive impact in the lives of our students? Thank you.
That's Darian Cockrell. He's a phys ed teacher at Crestwood Elementary in the Lindbergh School District, named the Missouri Teacher of the Year. And of course, his remarks were aimed at educators, but I think we can all take a good lesson from that. It's amazing what some acts of kindness can do to turn a life around. And now he is inspiring and influencing young people in the community. And I just thought that was awesome.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.